Bridge and Centennial Capital Partners are not affiliated.
All right, it's 8:34 on this Thursday morning. Very interesting day. A lot of stuff to talk about. The market's also been really interesting for a few days, well, a few weeks in a row now. We're joined on our VIP line by our friend and morning show partner, Kurt Campbell of Centennial Capital Partners. And Kurt, when last we spoke, we talked about international investing and how that should be a part of a person's portfolio. But I think not only because we're in the U.S., but because we have such a large economy, the domestic sector is where most of it's going to be. But even within that, there are all kinds of divisions.
Well, that's right. When tax reform has done an interesting thing, while the tax reform, when corporate tax was at 35%, the large cap companies in America paid an effective tax rate of around 21. But when taxes were at 35%, the small cap and mid cap domestic companies had an effective tax rate of 31.5% on average. When you take that tax rate down to 21%, and plus the effective tax rate probably falls to 17 or 18% for those small and mid-cap companies, that's an immediate surge of cash flow and profitability, which should lead to a more optimistic opportunity in small and mid-cap markets in the U.S.
Interesting. Yeah, so the big guys had clever ways to get a lower effective tax rate that just the smaller businesses have a much, and you know, when you're talking about publicly traded businesses, even the smaller ones aren't that small, but they still don't have the advantages of the really ginormous corporations.
Well, that's right. They can't play that that tax sheltering game in different tax havens as the big multinationals have done. And a lot of small mid-caps are domestic infrastructure and or manufacturing or financials and or even energy. And most of their revenue is derived, almost all of their revenue is derived in the United States. So this will have a gigantic impact on the movement of those positions.
Very interesting. Listen, folks, if you want your financial situation to be structured properly so that you're set up as well as you can be for retirement, so that you understand the risk you're taking in your portfolio, and for the record, some people might have a problem of not taking enough risk, but a lot of people just don't know the risk they're taking. I want to suggest that you sit down, you meet with Kurt, and see if it makes sense to work together. I have a feeling it will. You can learn more at his website, kurtcambier.com, KurtCambier.com. Also, do me a favor, go to his website and sign up for the daily email. You get a lot of really interesting information, no hard sell of anything, just little stuff that'll keep you informed. Hey, Kurt, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow and to seeing what you come up with, the fun Friday stuff that you always bring to the show.
You got it.
All right, we'll talk to you then. All right, folks. You know what? I want to do this now because if I don't do it now, I'm going to forget. You just heard Dana.